Warning. The following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
That's us. This is Daily Dilemma Uncensored. The bits that are too rude for the radio. That's Niall and Show and Killian with you. And I hope you're well. This is season 2, episode 9.
Nine.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Nine. How are you?
Yeah. Good. Welcome back, Killian. We had the joy of Megan with us last week, where we learned all about doing it in a tent.
Last time on Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
I'm with my girlfriend 6 months and she's a big fan of camping. She revealed to me the other night that she can't wait for a bit of sexy time in the tent. I'm not sure I'll be able to get on with it, if you know what I mean, because of the thought of the spiders and the birds outside.
The birds.
I don't think I can tell her that, as it seems so silly, but this is where I'm at. Have you guys any experience of tent sex? Help, I am actually mad about this girl.
I think he's being a bit dramatic.
Yeah.
The spiders. Get over yourself, there are a few spiders.
I have half of experience in this area. So yeah, I slept with you in the tent.
Now, make that clear. Could you rewind and make that clear? Killian was also present. Or
three stories. Yeah.
I just can't imagine you undressing in a tent like that.
Because I'd be just like getting out what you need and then like staying warm anywhere else. Can I just say,
yeah,
two people came to me and talked to me about their tent stories on the back of that. And
did
I was
they?
Like, I haven't.
Like on the street?
No.
That's weird.
Hey, show, yeah. Wexford Main Street. Want to tell you about my tent sex? No, two people. And I kind of feel like now I haven't.
You're
lived.
Missing out.
Yeah,
you're missing out.
Yeah. Well, we're going camping again in May, so oi oi.
Yeah, but I normally share a tent with you. Are you bringing, like, maybe Tom can sneak in the middle of the night or something. Well, I'm not in a different tent. We'll have separate tents. Anyway, would you like us to, we've only got a couple of episodes left here, so if there's anything you need us to cover on this season of Daily Dilemma Uncensored, email talk@beat102103.com. But we're all very busy. Let's get straight to it. Hi, guys. I don't know who else to go to with this, so I thought of you. I'm seeing this guy a month now and he's lovely, but a bit shy. Fancy him a lot, but we're having a problem and I think I know why.
Oh.
The first time we slept together, it was unreal as it happened unexpectedly. The last three times, not so much. It's been after nights out with drink and I hate saying it, but he's just gone soft every time. Oh. We're trying and it starts off well, but then it just goes floppy and we are done. He seems embarrassed and we just cuddle.
Oh.
We're only early days, but I like him. I want to have sex with him, but this issue with the soft penis is putting me off. Advice, please, because I'm at a loss.
Ah, the poor fella. Do you know what? I will say, starting off with, like, you sound lovely. You know, the person that's written the email.
Yeah, obviously, there's a kindness there and a coolness there that, you know, you cuddled afterwards. You didn't throw him out of the bed.
Yeah, but you sound like you really like him. And I suppose when you do really like somebody, you're almost like, you know, you're willing it to go well and you want it to be right. And, like, the hope that I would have for you, I'm watching a lot of Married at First Sight.
Okay.
So I'm really like, in Married at First Sight, they're all about working through it. And, you know, like, you're going to have problems, particularly at the start, and you're going to have to try and find a way back to each other and all that. What I will say, and what gives me hope, is the fact that the first time you had sex, it went really well.
Mm.
You had good sex. I don't know what Niall is.
Sorry, I was looking for the... when I just read that out there, it does remind me of... everything reminds me of The Inbetweeners. But when Simon, the lads tell him... crank one out first and then you last longer, and then he's just completely soft and he walks out naked and he goes, every fucking time I want it to go down it won't, and the one time I want it to be up. And I was just thinking of that
scene. And it's a frontier one as well. And she's all like, what the fuck.
Is that true though? Because if it was me, I would have been giving you, I wouldn't give you that advice.
Well, cranking one out first. No, that's why he was soft, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
Look, there are guys that can go very quickly again, but like, yeah, I wouldn't be recommended, particularly on a first time with a girl.
Yeah. The hope is that you had really good sex, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that he's gone soft, right? Now, immediately I thought of this story, and it's fine because it's a friend of a friend of a friend, right?
Mm.
And there was this guy that really, really fancied this girl for ages and ages, like years. And she was going out with someone and eventually broke up with this fella, and he was like, oh my God, I fancy her so much, and met in the local pub or whatever, and they got together one night, like shifted, and he was like, oh my God, I'm so into her. But the next night that he knew he was going to be seeing her, like, he had a good bit to drink because he was so nervous and he wanted to come on to her again. Went back to her house, soft.
Floppy.
Night two, same thing again, building up the courage, but did the same thing again. Three times he drank a load of cider and then tried to get it on with
damn
her.
Damn that, Bulmers.
It just didn't work. So I honestly think that is what the issue is here. And I think you've kind of alluded to it in your email. So for me, it's like you are at the early stages. You want to have sex with him. You really like him. Can you not just say to him, you don't need to like have too much drink tonight because I'm going to be, you know, having some sexy time with you. And we're going to make sure that he's up in the air.
Standing to attention.
Ready for action. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I think this is one of the things that maybe is difficult for girls to understand and process is we'd like to have full 100% control of the sergeant major. But it's
oh God, please don't call it the bloody
the Mickey or the penis. Come on.
No, I don't know. Whatever you want to call it.
Like,
but
I spend so much of your teenage years and later where it's bigger than you want it to be. And then there are times like this, it happens the best of guys, that when you really, really want it to be at its best and its strongest and standing to attention, and it just lets you down. And it's just like, why do you have a mind of your fucking own? Why don't you do what I tell you to do?
Well, I will tell you, and it's not like rocket science. Drink affects
your penis.
Like, your penis is not like, after a load of Bulmers, clearly, penis not listening. Penis is in Ciderland. He's taken on.
Slashed.
Yeah, he's taken on a whole world of his own. He's like, I might have thought I wanted this earlier, but nope, boom. Yeah. So I think that's like.
It's very frustrating, though, you know?
But I
feel for this guy.
I guess I want to ask you, right? Because I suppose I live with someone that has one.
Yeah.
And I never really thought about it other than the fact that I know, like you said, you've no control over it, right?
Yeah.
And I do feel with him a lot of the time. I'm like, God, what is it like to just have something that, you know, goes up like that, like,
yeah.
And you've no like saying when it happens. Yeah. You might just suddenly get a moment of,
You could be watching Home and Away or Newark.
No.
Oh, no.
Sharon Violin.
Yeah.
So what is it like? Maybe explain that to me, because I don't have that, you know. What is it like?
Niall, do you want to take the floor?
I don't know. I mean, you're younger.
I don't know. Let's say that, I'm not that I'm going to say something really weird, but most of the time it happens to me when, obviously, if I'm horny, that's number one.
Yeah.
But like in the morning time, it seems to just be, it's saluting you. It's standing up there
morning
and it's going, attention.
I hate morning wood.
But sometimes I get in the car. Do you ever get in the car and put
motion, vibration can do it as well.
Sometimes I just would feel like a semi coming on, and sometimes I could be in the car beside someone. I'm like, okay, this shouldn't be happening.
Yeah. No. Like, I'd love to think, or I'd love to tell you, it's just all the time that you have a sexy thought. It's not. It can just pop up. And the morning wood is a different one altogether, because that's often because you've been holding in a wee overnight and your Mickey is basically telling you need to release something there.
Okay. So with that then, when it does, like, so you basically, like, take the drink out of it. Like, if you really want to be with someone and you fancy them or whatever, you've no way of, like, if it does go soft, that doesn't mean that you don't fancy them. That
absolutely
just could
not.
Be like, you know.
No, I mean, there's a few different things. You mentioned the drink. Yeah. Probably the most common thing. Second most common thing, nerves. And this guy could see, you said he's shy. It's still the early stages. So nerves, big thing as well, that your brain is actually so stress that, you know, it's not functioning to send the signals down there. There are psychological issues on a serious note, and there are people who just have an ongoing issue with it, and that's where they get help through, whether it's Viagra or, you know, talk to your GP or whatever the case
may
be.
Or it could be, like as you said, it could be something going on in his own head. Like, I'm just referring to that guy with the cider, but like, all jokes aside, it was because he really liked her
and
he was like trying to pluck up the courage to be with her. And sometimes when you really like someone, it's like that act is like so nerve-wracking, and you have to build yourself up for it. Whereas when you said at the start of the email, the first time it happened, it was unexpected.
Yeah.
So like, he was just completely in the moment.
Yeah.
Whereas every other time he's going out with you now, going, oh my God, I have to have sex with her. We're going to do this.
9 o'clock Saturday night. I need to be ready for that. And we're thinking about, it all day, you know, and that, and whatever the case may be. I think the best bet here is to strip things back a bit, particularly with the alcohol.
Watch a movie, lie on the couch, like rub each other's head, like, you know, just like rub.
Rubbing the head might help.
Do a little massage, or do a little, like, have a little sexy time.
Or an unexpected time, like the first time, you know, first thing in the morning, middle of the afternoon. Hey, let's do it.
And
morning sex is good sex.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, especially when you've been on a night out and you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh yeah.
You can enjoy it more.
What about for ye? Do you mind saying this if it has happened?
Yeah, it's definitely happened.
Yeah, it's natural. It's completely 100%. It's the other way around for me, I think. When I was out one night in college, I got with a girl and I had loads of drinks. But the problem was, I had no problem getting it up. It was grand, but I just couldn't finish.
That's a whole other issue.
You're right. Oh no, like that's so common.
Yeah.
Like,
I literally had it, and it was just, and it was the drink. And then I went to the toilet after, and I came back, and I was no bother at all. But I was just, I just said, sorry, I have to leave here for a second.
Yeah. Now, some girls would love that, you know, because the opposite is a problem too.
It's grand, but you know, when you're just like, I was wrecked. I was like, oh my god, come on.
I remember the first time I tried to do it with a girl. Didn't happen for obvious reasons, like for very different reasons, but I tried,
oh,
you know,
bless you.
Yeah, and I was really embarrassed.
It didn't, like, nothing, no standing.
Now, there was also drink, so it was a combination, nervous drink and the gay thing, I think, all combined there to create some issues. But yeah, I mean, I think another issue that you kind of veer towards there is often you might get it up, but it goes down in the middle of it, and then you can't get to the finishing point. And then it's
sometimes when you have sex and maybe you're going for round two, I'm not very good at, like, well, I can go all day, but just give me a 10-minute gap, like.
I could.
I need an hour now at this stage.
But just like, you'd be trying to, and then it's just so embarrassing because they're mad and they're ready
to go again. There's
and
nothing I'm worse like, than
you give me a second and then you go.
Somebody else wants it and you want to please them, but again, he's not playing ball, you know.
Yeah. I've never been into that whole like do it and then lie there and 2 minutes later. I just like, give me a break, like. Yeah. I need a tea break. Have a snack.
Check the Instagram. All right, let's get some thoughts. Final thoughts.
Honestly, I think that a huge kudos to you for writing to us and having the respect for him to, you're not putting him down, you're just saying, I really like this guy and I want to make this work. So please, like, have a conversation with him and tell him how much you like him. Maybe he doesn't know. And as Niall said, there is a lot to be said for, like, paring it back and keeping it simple and not trying to so hard to, like, please each other after what is probably a great night anyway. Mm. Maybe go to sleep that night and then wake up the next morning and just see what happens there.
Yeah,
I echo Sho's words. I think do exactly the same thing. However, if it all does go swimmingly well, you might be shorter time in the bedroom than expected.
Yeah, but they can still go 10 minutes later according to you.
He said two.
I don't disagree with any of that, but fair play to you for being so supportive of him. You obviously really like him, so persist. Aww. Stick with it and keep trying to turn him on and get him Sergeant Major. Yeah.
That's too saucy to share on air. DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com.